Here's Dick on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. The midterms are here. That's right, polls are open throughout our region. For election or primaries in Connecticut, all polls open from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Any elector standing at the polls at 8 p.m. will be allowed to vote. New York State, polls open at 6 a.m. and close at 9 p.m. And for Massachusetts, for all elections except local elections, the polls must be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now, some polling places may open earlier than 7 a.m. If you're in line in the polls by 8 p.m., you are entitled to vote in Massachusetts. After the polls close in each state, we here at Robinhood Radio and Robinhood Radio TV will be following the results, and we'll be posting them on our Facebook page, WHDDRobinhoodRadio.com, and also on air on the Robinhood Radio Network. The National Weather Service has a flood warning in effect for the Housatonic River until Wednesday evening. At 12 p.m. Monday, the flood stage was 7.1 feet. That's 0.1 feet above the flooding. Minor flooding was occurring. Minor flooding is forecast impacted at 7 foot. The park above Falls Village Dam has flooded. Water reaches fields at White Hollow Farm near Lime Rock Road and is at the edge of the Housatonic Valley Regional High School playing fields. So once again, the National Weather Service has a flood warning now in effect until Wednesday evening for the Housatonic River. Sharon Women's Club is having their annual Fill a Bag. You can fill a belly campaign on Election Day. They encourage you to fill a bag with non-perishable food items, paper products, cleaning supplies, and personal care items, all unexpired and unopened for Ella's Food Closet. Bring the bag to Sharon Town Hall. Leave it by Ella Clark's office on the second floor when you come to vote. The food and supplies will go to needy people in the community. An Election Day dinner and bake sale will take place from 4:30 to 7:30 at the Wasaic Firehouse on Firehouse Road. $12 per adult, $5 per child. Takeout is available. Proceeds will benefit the auxiliary of the Wasaic Company Fire Department. For more information, 845-373-9557. The Town of Dover Town Board will hold special town board meetings on Wednesday, November 7th at 6:30, preliminary budget public hearing, and Wednesday, November 14th at 6:30, adoption of the 2019 town budget at Dover Town Hall. The public is invited to attend both sessions. A talk, Protect Yourself from Medicare Fraud, being held Thursday, November 8th at 4 p.m. It's free at the D.M. Hunt Library on Main Street in Falls Village, huntlibrary.org. On November 8th, the Sharon Housing Authority has a special meeting at 5 p.m. And also the Sewer and Water Commission has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. In North Canaan, the Board of Education has their meeting on November 8th from 7 till 8 p.m. at the North Canaan Elementary School. The Hotchkiss Dramatic Association presents Runaways, a musical by Elizabeth Swatos, directed by Marcus Olson, November 8th through the 10th at 7:30. November 11th at 2:30 at the Walker Auditorium at Hotchkiss School at Lakeville, Connecticut. Tickets are $10, $5 for students, cash or check only, and you can purchase them at the door. A Veterans Day film, A Walk in the Sun, will be held Friday, November 9th at 7 till 9 p.m. at the Copake Grange. It's a 1945 war film based on a novel by Harry Brown, a writer for Yank the Army Weekly. It was directed by Lewis Milestone. In 2016, the film was deemed culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant by the United States Library of Congress and selected for preservation on its National Film Registry, a $5 admission. Salisbury Forum, Where Ideas Matter, presents Why I'm an Environmental Optimist, Joshua Ginsburg. That'll happen Friday, November 9th at 7:30 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. As with all Salisbury Forums, free admission. More information, salisburyforum.org. Representatives from Dutchess Community Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals and I Love Media will be at the South Armenia Presbyterian Church to collect donations on Saturday, November 10th from 10 till 3. The church is located on South Armenia Road. Contributions are asked to bring Purina dog and cat food, canned and dry, peanut butter, kitty litter, and bleach. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum's upcoming exhibit, Sharon Cures, Centuries of Medicine in One Small Town, explores how Sharon was at the cutting edge of medicine from the colonial edge to the 20th century. Through the firsthand accounts, newspaper articles, and antique medical instruments and medicines, the exhibit brings to life how the people of Sharon confronted disease and injury in a time when modern medicine just was beginning to be established. That exhibit will run from November 10th through April 28th. The public is invited to an opening reception on Saturday, November 10th, 3 to 5 p.m., the Sharon Historical Society Museum at 18 Main Street in Sharon. More information at 860-364-5688 or sharonhist.org. Roast beef dinner being held by the Sharon American Legion Post 126, the Legion Hall in Sharon behind the firehouse on Saturday from 4 till 7, $12 for adults, $5 for children under 10. Under 5 are free. Barbecued beef, mashed potatoes, gravy, salad bar, vegetable, also dessert. All-you-can-eat takeouts are available. The Norfolk Curling Club's 5th Annual Wine on Ice Tasting and Silent Auction will be November 10th from 4 till 7 p.m. at the club, 70 Golf Drive. The event will include wine tasting, craft beers, handcrafted spirits, hors d'oeuvres, a silent auction, and curling demonstrations. Tickets are available in advance, $30, $35 at the door. Advance tickets are available via PayPal at norfolkcurlingclub.org. or at 860-922-2057. Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association Remembrance Celebration to honor hospice patients who have passed on will take place November 10th from 5 till 6 p.m. at the Town Grove on Ethan Allen Street. The ceremony will include music performed by students from the Song of Smiles group at Hotchkiss School. The event is free. More information at 860-435-0816. Crescendo presents their fall choral performances featuring the works of British composers Henry Purcell and Sir John Taverner, plus the music of Connecticut native Scott Perkins will also be spotlighted. Two shows will be presented, a 6 p.m. performance on Saturday, November 10th at St. James Place on Main Street in Great Barrington, and a 4 o'clock Sunday matinee, November 11th at Trinity Church, located at Lime Rock Road in Lakeville. More information, 860-435-4866 or worldclassmusic.org. It's the 9th season in the Music in the Nave series at St. Andrew's Church in Kent, welcoming back the St. Petersburg Men's Ensemble November 10th at 6 p.m. at 1 North Main Street in Kent. The evening will feature classical choral favorites as well as folk and popular songs from Russia. Regular admission $15 at the door, cash or check only. Student admission free. Advance tickets are available at $13 on the web at bit.ly/SPME18. More information at 917-806-9949, email at standrewskent@set.net, or visit standrewskent.ctdiocese.org/concert_series. The second annual fundraising dance at the VFW 5444 Route 22 in Dover Plains being held on November 10th, 7 till 11 p.m. Traditional music by the Ten Brooks Molly Band, $15 per person, raffles and 50-50, bring your own snacks, a cash bar, tickets or more information at the VFW at 845-877-6300. November 10th in Red Hook, New York, Annandale-on-Hudson, it's Bard College S-Town co-creator Brian Reed at Bard College, the co-creator of the groundbreaking podcast, discusses how he developed a new kind of storytelling. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 190.87 yesterday to 25,461.70. The Nasdaq starts off today at 7,328.85, and the S&P 500 at 2,738.31. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.